State Department of Public Health head Brenda Fitzgerald says finding the people who need monitoring begins at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
They are given instructions and, quite frankly, a thermometer, and we will be checking in with them twice a day on both symptoms and on their temperature for 21 days.
Fitzgerald says the state has been tracking 20 people since last Thursday. None are considered high risk. She says travelers have to check in with state health officials, but says an online self-reporting tool is in the works.
And if they don't electronically enter, then we'll be calling them.
The CDC says Georgia is one of six states where most of travelers from the Ebola-affected countries are headed. Should a passenger in question travel on, though, Fitzgerald says Georgia will notify the next state. Hartsfield-Jackson has also been designated one of the five airports that travelers must fly through for screening before entering the U.S. Airport Director Miguel Southwell says only about five passengers a day come from the affected region, so the new measures aren't a strain.
This is just an additional precaution that we're taking.
Other states will start monitoring travelers next week. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.